This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Solar arrays have sprouted up across the Vermont landscape over the past decade. Policymakers were not ready, though, for one consequence of the solar boom. Last fall, Vermont's largest utility hit the cap for how many mid-sized and large solar projects it can hook up to the grid. And that means many that were planned just won't get built this year. VPR's Kathleen Masterson visited a farm in South Royalton where the limit has stymied one community's plan for a shared solar array.
There we go. That's probably him.
Hey, Chris.
It's not a particularly convincing day to sell the site's potential for solar. There's a bleak fog blanketing the farmland and a smattering of cold rain. But Dan Kinney of Catamount Solar assures me this hillside and the state are perfectly well suited for solar panels.
There's kind of a myth that Vermont doesn't have enough sun to make solar viable. Well, that's crazy. The most solar in the world is in Germany, and you don't think of a lot of people going to Germany to get suntans.
We head out into the freezing drizzle to check out the southward sloping hill face, where a group of South Royalton residents want to build a community solar array.
You have to have room between the panels so they don't shade each other.
The land is owned by the young farmers of Putting Down Roots Farm. They're excited at the prospect of benefiting from solar energy and hosting solar panels for other community members. A local group of residents has already signed up to buy shares in the project, and the group has support from the Vermont Law School Energy Clinic. But the project, like other solar projects hoped for this year, is a no-go, at least not in 2016. That's because last fall, the state's biggest utility, Green Mountain Power, reached its cap for accepting new solar projects into its net metering program. Kevin Jones of Vermont Law School says part of the problem is most of the solar projects that filled the cap were not local solar projects financed by the community.
We've filled up the 15% cap largely with solar power that's actually being sold into the Mass and Connecticut renewable portfolio standards, reducing Mass and Connecticut's greenhouse gas emissions and taking up all the interconnection capacity for Vermont.
Advocates like Chris Wood agree. Wood works for the South Royalton nonprofit Building a Local Economy, or BALE, and has led the effort on this proposed solar project. He says a big part of community solar is allowing people to invest in solar energy even if they can't build it on their own property. For example, Wood says South Royalton Market would like to invest in renewable energy for environmental reasons and to make a dent in their $2,700 a month electricity bill.
They would like to take a chunk out of paying that huge bill, but obviously they can't put solar on their roof. They don't have access. So this community solar will allow them to buy into solar without having to sort of do it on their property.
If we didn't have the cap, this job would already most likely be through the permitting process at least, and maybe even underway.
Kinney from Catamount Solar says this plan in South Royalton isn't the only project stalled by the net metering cap.
I've got a handful of jobs that are in the same limbo.
And other solar companies in Vermont are hitting the same wall. James Moore is co-president of Sun Common, the largest residential solar installer in Vermont. He says when it comes to building community-scale arrays,
how are we going to do less than half of what we had originally hoped to install this year? And that's problematic for the Vermonters that wanted to participate, and it's certainly problematic for us as a business. We're making significant and serious adjustments given the reality.
The Vermont Public Service Board is currently working on rewriting the net metering rules. Those are the rules that govern how and at what rate solar energy producers get paid by utilities. Kinney of Catamount Solar says his main message to the rulemakers is to make the rules consistent.
We have this joke in Vermont that we call it the solar coaster because it's constantly changing.
Moore from Sun Common agrees. He says without clear long-term policy, there's no real incentive for property owners to make an investment if the conditions of payback are subject to change in the upcoming months.
When folks sign up for solar, they need to be able to count on the program that they signed up under not dramatically changing, over the life of their solar system.
The draft rules are still pending approval from the legislature. Solar advocates across the state are holding their breath and many of their projects until the final rules come out. For VPR News, I'm Kathleen Masterson.